Welcome back, Matadors pregame. Eddie Cornejo joins us, the head coach of the Matadors. Team playing well, coach, five in a row, but take me back to that Fullerton series. How important was that to go on the road? And I know the Titans are a little bit down this year, but to just get that done in that ballpark, how important was that and what kind of a lift did it give the group?
Well, I think we found out a lot about our bullpen that weekend, and that's something that we were hoping for and we were looking for, and so we ended up getting some positives out of that. We didn't have our big bat, Kevin Fitzer, so it helps to know that other guys can pick him up and we can still win games, even though our best guy's not in the lineup. It was a resilient series, you know, that 12-inning Sunday game. Guys were blown out, they were tired, but they kept fighting, so that was really good. It was encouraging.
We always joke about how I ask about the bullpen, but man, I mean, the last, you know, after that Long Beach game, what did you and Coach Suri tell them? Because they've pretty much been lights out. They've given up a couple of runs, but those were already when the game was decided. What can you say? I mean, Wentz has been big for you, Kenji, and even Diego threw really well for you the other night.
Yeah, so we discussed how, you know, if we're looking for, we've been looking for one particular player to be the bridge to the closer, to be that guy on call, and I just don't think that was very real for this team. So we decided to commit one bridge pitcher to go two or three innings for each day. So today will be Kenji right behind Baton, Ryan Wentz Saturday, Diego Sunday right after the starter. We've been challenged the most on Sunday because it seems Justin Vose just can't get through that fourth inning. So we're really only looking to get three out of him on Sunday. If we get four this weekend, I will be pumped. But we've decided to commit those guys to one day per week. That way they know ahead of time that they're pitching and they can mentally get themselves ready. And that's what we've been doing for the past 2 weeks.
Thomas Baton out to the hill today, and I know he's been so good, Coach, since he's got here, but he's been scuffing a little bit last two or three starts. Anything to that, or is it a matter of him working it out?
I think it's a matter of him working it out. You know, he gets himself in trouble a little bit when he tries. You know, he's throwing 92 now. He's never been able to throw that hard. And I think he gets caught up in trying to blow it by guys instead of being who he is. He's a pitcher, and you know, he's got to be able to work both of his secondary pitches to both sides of the plate. And I think guys have a really good scouting report on him. And, you know, it might be a combination of a variety of things, but, you know, we're sticking with him. I think he at some point he's going to bounce back, and hopefully we can get him going downhill.
And the last thing, you know, the opponent today, CSUB, record's not very good, but they're one of those teams, Coach, if you let them stick around, they're really dangerous. They lost, they got swept by UC San Diego, but all those games came down to the last couple innings.
Yeah, I think they're very scrappy. A lot of coaches talk about how tough of an out they can be because they just put the ball in play and they find holes. Their starter today, Alex Verdugo, I think he's given up one run in the past three conference starts that he's had.
He's 27 innings, one run, man.
I think he might be one of the better pitchers in our conference. It's a two-pitch guy, but the fastball's elusive. It's got some giddy up behind it. The breaking ball could be plus. He only pitches with those two pitches, but it's effective. And he can be effectively wild because you'll see him miss big at times, and then he'll come back with and you know, paint the outside black with 92 with some run. So I think it's a formidable opponent. I don't take these guys lightly at all.
All right, Coach. Thanks. Good luck.
Thank you.
Eddie Cornejo joining us on the pregame. Back after this.